This is an interview with Miss Rosanna Gaines. It's March 25th, 2004. She was a high school counselor at Second Ward, and she was also an English teacher. Okay, Miss Gaines, what are some of your fondest and earliest memories of Brooklyn?
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn in the first place, and I went to elementary school at Miles Street Elementary School, and then moved over to Second Ward High School for high school room. And my fondest memory was playing in the playgrounds in the Brooklyn area, and then going to Bible school in the Brooklyn area, and going to high school, elementary school and high school.
Okay. So you said you enjoy going to Bible school?
Yeah. The Brooklyn Presbyterian Church had a Bible school at the beginning of the summer each year for 6 weeks. And all of the children in Brooklyn area went to this Bible school. And we enjoyed it very much because they had all kinds of activities for the children.
Now, you said that you went to school in Brooklyn, so you went to Miles Street Elementary School,
and then to Second Ward High School.
Okay.
I went to Grace Amy Zion Church, and just lived there.
Okay. What were your experiences like going to high school with Second Ward?
Well, experiences for going to high school at Second Ward, we had so many experiences, I don't know where to begin. We had all kinds of clubs in the high school. We had the Girl Reserves, which is a part of the YWCA, and we had various clubs in the school. We always had a very good football team, which we cheered along. We had a good basketball team. We participated in the Queen City Classic every year, which was a football game between West Charlotte and Second Ward. That was the height of our enjoyment at that time. We had a good junior-senior prom, and we had all kinds of clubs in it.
Were you members of any clubs within the high school?
The Girl Reserve Club, and I didn't think of any.
It's okay, take your time.
I'll see if there's something else. Oh, we had the Latin club, and there were French clubs, but I did not take French. I took Latin. I did not belong to the French clubs. I took the Latin clubs. And did I say Girl Reserve?
Yes, ma'am.
I did say Girl Reserve. And we had clubs like the Latin club, the French clubs, and all the organizations.
Okay. So how long did you live in Brooklyn?
How long did I live in Brooklyn?
Yes, ma'am.
I lived there all of my life.
Okay. Did all of your family members live in Brooklyn?
Yes, all of my family members lived in Brooklyn. There were 10 children. My mother had 14, but she raised 10 to be grown. And 7 out of that 10 finished Second Ward High School.
Wow.
And we went to Miles Street Elementary School, and from Miles Street to Second Ward. Those were the two. We participated in every activity that went on for children. And as I said, we were members of Grace Amy Zion Church.
Wow, 10 children. So what number were you in that 10?
Well, let's see. Well, see, there were 14 children. Let's put it this way. Okay. There were 14 children in all, and I was the 11th child.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So and your mom had a busy life.
Yes, she had a busy life. And my father died when I was 8, so I don't remember him too well, but my mother reared all of us. And as I said, 7 of us went to Second Ward, and then from Second Ward to college. We went to college.
Okay. So can you tell me from your memories about any of the African-American businesses in Brooklyn? Any places you used to shop at? Places you like to eat at?
Well, the Charlotte Post originated in Brooklyn. That was a black newspaper. There were cafes in Brooklyn. We mostly ate at home.
Mm-hmm.
And because my mother couldn't afford us to eat out, so we mostly ate at home. But I do know there were a lot of restaurants and cafes around in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about any of the businesses or places you like to shop or where you might go and get your hair done?
Oh. There were private hairdressers.
Mm-hmm.
People did hair in the home. There were private pieces. There were not too many businesses as such.
Oh, really?
That when I was growing up, uh-huh. you would go into a lady's home to get your hair done. And there were a few shops. I remember Wade's Barbershop was one that was red. And that's all I can remember. There were some cafes.
Mm-hmm.
Yancey Drugstore was a famous place. Isla's Drugstore was another.
Now, when you were in high school, when you attended Second Ward as a student, were there any places within Brooklyn where the kids liked to hang out after school or on a Friday night?
No, mostly at the schools. The school provided a lot of activities for the kids,
mm-hmm.
and that's where most of the time you didn't hang out at places. You went from school home, and mm-hmm. if there were a party at the school or a party in the neighborhood, you would go. But most of the time, you went from school home.
Okay. Let's see. How would you define Brooklyn's boundaries as far as what parts of Charlotte make up Brooklyn? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Where are you saying Brooklyn was in the south?
Well, as far some of our readings that we've been doing say Brooklyn is in Second Ward.
Yes.
Some say parts are in First Ward.
Brooklyn.
And we've heard a few conflicting things, so I was interested in what you would consider as being Brooklyn.
Brooklyn was in Second Ward.
Okay.
Because it was on the south side of the square.
Okay.
I would consider Brooklyn being in Second Ward.
Let's see. Were there any other neighborhoods in Charlotte that you used to go to?
Well, I would go over in First Ward and play with the children there. Third Ward was a popular city. That's where the Good Samaritan Hospital was, and I had friends over there. I came over to the Dillville area, which is this west side of town. Mm-hmm. I would visit friends there because Second Ward was the only high school, and all the black kids went to Second Ward from all over town. Mm-hmm. So you had friends in all sections of town.
Okay. Now, when you hear the word or the phrase urban renewal, what does that mean to you?
What's that?
Urban renewal?
Yes.
What does that mean to you when you hear that?
I don't understand what you mean, whether I'm against it, whether I'm...
Right, well, how in the 1960s, things within Brooklyn started being demolished. And citizens were
moving. Oh, well, we felt very sad about that because mm-hmm. we had a very close relation with Brooklyn. And, of course, we hated to see our homes go and certain businesses and certainly the school. So we felt very sad about urban renewal. But we were not against progress, the city making progress and the city making improvement. It just gave us a sad feeling of losing that spirit that continues. Mm-hmm.
So after urban renewal happened, where did you move?
Yes, we moved to the west side of town. Mm-hmm. Most of the people moved to the west side of town, which is this part of town. To build it there, we moved after the renewal. Okay. You had to because there was no other place just to go.
Now, was this while you were a student at Second Ward when you had to move?
Beg your pardon?
Was this the time when you moved to this area? Was this while you were a student at Second Ward High School?
Not while I was a student because I've been in Second Ward. Second Ward was there while I was working. Second Ward, we lost it. But as a student, I did not lose it.
Okay. Well, could you tell me a little bit, you've told me some about your experiences as a student at Second Ward, but you also got to experience it in another way. You worked at Second Ward. So you moved on from being a student to a teacher and a counselor. So could you tell me a little bit about your experiences as being the teacher and the counselor?
Well, I was very excited about returning to my home school to work with the students there because there was such a closeness. I felt like I was very close to them because I had grown up with the parents, had gone to school with the parents, and it made it very easy for me to communicate with the students there. Both as an English teacher and as a counselor. I found it very easy and very quite interesting, and I just loved it because I had so much background mm-hmm. to work with.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were an English teacher.
Yes.
At Second Ward. What was one of your favorite things to teach?
I like the English language, the grammar, and I like the literature. I was very fond of the literature mm-hmm. section of the English. Mm-hmm. And all of it made me grow close to the students, and that's why I found it so easy to be a counselor, because I had the experience of working with them mm-hmm. in the classroom.
Do you have any students in particular, either as you being a counselor or a teacher, that stick out in your mind?
Oh, yes.
Any experiences?
Oh, yes.
Do you have any?
I have one in particular, and he has, I'll show you his picture. He was a young man who had stolen a pair of pants downtown from one of the downtown stores. And the social worker called me and said, "Rosina, I have a young man that I want you to work with, and I'm going to send him to you." And I said, "Oh, no, totally. Please don't send me any more bad students, because second ward was considered having the worst students, where Charlotte was considered having the best students. I said, I don't want any more. She said, but I think you can work with them. But to make a long story short, he came, he had an attitude, he looked down at me as if I were dirt on the floor, and said, do you want me to, you want to see me? I said, why should I want to see you? Well, social worker Miss Totley told me to come and see you. Mm-hmm. So from that moment on, I knew what I had to work with. I had to get that attitude straight first and then work with it. But at that time, particular time, I was just building this house, building a home, because I had finished my graduate work and all of that, and I knew it was time for me to build a house. So I was building. I said, I know what I'll do. I'll take him with me to select the flowers, bushes for my house every day. And in doing that, I would get close to him. Oh, that made him so mad. Why do I have to work with these old flowers? You know? But I could see if he was very talented. He was talented in art and very talented in music. And when he would cut those classes, the teachers would send to me, and because they needed him in the classes in order to carry on their activities. He could draw just most anything. And then he sang very well, and in contests, the music contest, they always won if they had his tenor voice. He would cut the class, and the teachers would say, well, I would go get him. And when I would go get him, it would make him so angry. He said, why do you come out here embarrassing me before my friends?
I said, you're embarrassing me by not being in your classes.
Then I thought, so I put him in a car, take him back to school, and put him in his classes, and he would go on. So finally, he finished high school. He said, you know, I told you I wasn't going to be. I said, oh, no, you're going to college. No, he wasn't going to college. So he left Charlotte and went to Philadelphia. So he somehow got in touch with a Bible college there. And at that time, he had stopped calling me Mrs. Gaines. He was calling me Mom. Mm-hmm. He said, Mom, I think I'm going to this Bible school. I said, well, good. So when he finished the Bible school, he said, I'm going to graduate from this Bible college. Wonderful. I said, I'll fly up for your graduation. So I flew up for his graduation, where that made him proud. So he said, I'm going to get a job working for the city, and I'm going to the University of Pennsylvania. I said, that is wonderful. So he went to University of Pennsylvania, and he studied, and he said, Mom, you know, I don't want you to come to my graduation from Penn. I'm going to get a doctorate, and that's when I want you to come. I said, I'll be right there. And sure enough, do you know he has his PhD?
Wow.
And he said, Mom, I want you to fly up for mountains. So I did. This is the woman he hated. And so I have to show you.
Okay.
Now this is a part of his thesis.
Wow.
Now this is a little young man who stole the pair of pants. This is his thesis. And now in his house, all his closets are full of suits and pants and so forth.
Wow.
And he's getting ready to retire. So I was there for his wife's graduation. I think that was a...
That's a nice photograph.
Mm-hmm. But that's my this is my success, one of my success stories.
Uh-huh.
But he did not... Oh, he would just say so. I have told him so many times, I said, as I drove along with you in the car, and I would say things to you, and your attitude, I felt like throwing you out of the car, and then backing over and running over you. That just tickles him to death. So that's my main success. I have a lot of students that I'm very, very proud of. Many of my students teach in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools.
Now, I noticed when you were talking about this particular student, you had said that the Charlotte schools were seen as having the better students, and Second Ward not so much. What is your opinion?
Well, it was true for this reason. Where Charlotte, the better families had moved here. Their students came from professional people, doctors, teachers, lawyers. The students like his mother and others worked in common labor. Some of them worked for white people. Some took in Washington iron and you know, that sort of thing, did common labor. So they did not have as much encouragement to go to school as the kids in West Charlotte, because their parents had gone to school and finished school, so it's only natural. But he had no one. His mother told me, oh, if he finishes high school and he becomes the head elevator at the Johnson Building, I'll be happy. She wanted him to be the head elevator boy at the Johnson Building. Now, that was the height of her ambition for him. You probably don't know where the Johnston Building is.
No, ma'am.
No, it's a building downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted him to become the head elevator boy, and that would have been the height of his ambition. So that's the bulk of the parents went that way. They didn't see their children going to college or even finishing high school.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the teachers at Second Ward were very motivated and dedicated.
They really
with their
motivated
students.
The students, and they were really the power behind them. They have, and we are very proud of our students, mm-hmm. because we had to motivate them, and it worked.
Now, getting back to the idea of urban renewal and things that happen with that. Do you feel that the residents of Brooklyn were given a voice in the city's decision?
At that particular time?
Yes, ma'am. When businesses and homes were being demolished, do you feel like the citizens...
No, I don't feel like they were given as much voice maybe as they could have been given.
Were there any ways that the residents did speak out about what was happening?
No, I don't remember them. It seemed like we had no choice. We had no control. They said, we're going to renovate. We're going to take you home. That was it.
Wow. Did you ever get any impression about how people outside of Brooklyn viewed what was happening to the community?
How they viewed it?
Yes, ma'am. People who didn't live in the community of Brooklyn, but who were maybe reading newspaper articles about it or hearing about it on the news. Did you get a sense of how somebody who didn't live within the community felt about what was happening?
But they felt upset about it, too. They mm-hmm. felt upset about it, too. Because many of them had once lived in Brooklyn and had maybe moved out of Brooklyn on this side of town or in some other neighborhood. So there was a mutual feeling about it,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Okay. Is there anything that you can think of in regards to your work or being a student at Second Ward, or just living in Brooklyn, that maybe I haven't asked you, that there's something that I might not have asked you that you have a memory of, or that made Brooklyn special or unique, or something about your work or anything like that? If you can think of anything.
The closeness of the families, regardless of the fact that there was a lot of poverty in Brooklyn, and the love and the unity that they gave would be my highest one there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that was affected when you had to move out of the communities? Did that community still try to stay close-knit?
Yes, yes. That's the funnest thing. And you say, where did you live? And I lived in Brooklyn. Oh, just a light comes over a person's countenance. I lived in Brooklyn, too. Brooklyn was a very, you know, they still gung-ho for Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And that love and that unity that we had there.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of my final questions is one for you about what made you decide to do this interview with me.
I didn't hear you.
What made you decide to do this interview with me, to talk with me about your experiences?
I don't know. I really don't have any, except I'm just being cooperative, you know, with you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's, but you have a program to do, and I'm just cooperating with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, Ms. Gaines, I appreciate your time, and thank you so much for your memories and your stories.
Well, thank you. I hope I've done what you want me to do.
Yes, ma'am, you have. So thank you.
Thank you for considering me and choosing me.